I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Sponsoring this week on Staying Relevant is Hinge. I am very, very excited about this one, Samuel.
Oh, Hinge, the dating app designed to be deleted. It is very up your street, to be fair.
There is an opportunity for you to be involved, though, Sam.
Any excuse to meddle in your love life. I love it.
With voice prompt, my best friends take on why you should date me. You can actually lean on your friends to hype you up to potential matches. Try not to get too excited, Sam.
I would be the best hype man for you. You know I would. I'd talk about your smell and then move on to how you always take care of anyone in your group on a night out and also how you bring little snacks in your briefcase. They're very endearing qualities.
Wow. Just wow, Sam. As we found out there, it's not easy to see your own green flags, especially if you're humble and self-deprecating like me. Add that to your list, Samuel. But it is easy for your friends to do so on your behalf.
Now, I'm glad you like my suggestion, Peter, and download the dating app Hinge and try its voice prompts today. And I'm glad I crashed the wedding. I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed, but they live underwater.
No idea what you're going on about.
He's having a joke.
Swear to God, no idea what you're going.
I said I've been to the year 3000.
Should we get going?
Let's just do this. Welcome to Staying Relevant, the hit podcast with best friends Pete Wicks and Sam Thompson.
Leaving it there?
Okay, I'm leaving it there, yeah.
Up.
Yeah, I panicked a little bit.
Tag him in?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be swearing and I won't be drinking today because I'm very hungover. If you don't like swearing, go self.
As you can tell, Pete Wicks has fallen at the third hurdle. If you've been listening to us for a while, he was off the booze. He's now categorically, he's not only just back on the booze, he's hitting it hard.
No,
he's going big.
I'm just a social drinker now. Being sociable.
Now, remember, as well as listening, you can watch us now too. The full video is released on YouTube every Friday after the audio is out every Monday, and we love it. People now wait, actually, for the visuals, which I think is quite cool.
What do you mean they wait?
They wait. They go, no, I'm waiting till Friday. I'm like, come on, Leanne!
Why?
I love Leanne.
Should we get Leanne in?
Oh my God, I would love to get Leanne in so much. Now, before we get started, make sure to hit follow wherever you're listening. That will mean you'll be the first to know about each new episode. And that might be quite good in the future because we are thinking about doing extra episodes. We're thinking, I'm trying to convince Pete to do an extra episode a week with us. So you might want to click follow.
I'm going to be honest at this point. I know I have said for however long that I don't like doing the podcast, but the extra episode wasn't actually my idea. So as much as I don't like doing it, I want to do more. Yeah.
Pete actually called me up and went, I've got an idea. How about we do more? I went, sorry, what? Sorry, what are you talking about? And now it's because we're podcast superstars. That's what it is. We've become legends.
Well, talking of podcast superstars, as we have mentioned every week for the past fucking 3 weeks, the Listener's Choice Awards.
Oh, yes.
It has been announced this week who the current top 20 are, and we are in it.
Yes, baby!
Now, I couldn't really give a fuck about the Listener's Choice Awards until we got into the top 20.
Now?
So now I'm going to plea. I've seen who else is in it, so now I really want to win. We did a whole video. It will be too embarrassing if we don't win. So please, please keep voting. Please keep voting. We're also going to take our videographers to the awards. Sam's promised to shave his head if we win. Don't think I've forgotten about that one. Sam's absolutely raging we're in the top 20.
Yeah,
because he's going to look like a fucking potato next
time. We've promised a lot.
So yeah, the voting closes on the 5th of September, so please keep voting for that. Go to britishpodcastawards.com/voting, type in Staying Relevant, and then enter your information. And make sure you click on the verify email as well. A lot of people weren't doing that. And also, it's quite hard to do on your phone, apparently. So yeah.
Do it on a lappy.
Yeah, if you could do it on a desktop, or what do you call it?
Like a lappy. Laptop.
Yeah.
A Macintosh.
Yeah, yeah. If you could do it on your computer.
That was, by the way, the best plea I think I've ever heard in my entire life.
Well, it's just like...
It's getting serious now.
Well, I'm just embarrassed now.
Why?
Because 19 other people that are in that top 20 haven't done appeal videos or begged for it.
Did a charity appeal?
The fact that we've done a charity appeal, it's not just an appeal and begged for it every week, means if we don't win, I think I may just stop doing the podcast altogether.
I did read the comments. There are about 30 comments underneath it. We actually got a couple of mentions. It was at Sam Thompson on one of them and at Pete Wicks on the other, with no words, just atting us, right? Sorry. A lot of them were, come on, I sexted my boss, or come on, Luana. I was like, where's our... Well, guys, if you're voting for us, write a comment. We need some fans.
Don't waste your time writing comments. Waste your time voting again.
That's a good go. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, do two email addresses.
If you've got children, husbands, whoever you live with, family members, if you could just send them the link and ask them to do it, that would be great.
Yeah.
We are now at a point where we've gone too far with this.
Yeah, yeah.
So that if we don't win, we look silly.
We're also going to the awards. So if we turn up and we don't win, every other podcast can be like, that's embarrassing for them. So like that, we can't do that. We bought our videographer because we think we're going to win.
What Sam doesn't realise is that we haven't actually confirmed that we're going to the awards because we haven't been invited.
Oh, we've got to buy tickets. We've got to buy tickets.
And that's where it sort of goes a bit Pete Tong, because Sam is tight and doesn't want to pay for things.
Tight? I'm not tight. I'd pay tickets for the podcast.
Well, Sam's tight now, but we'll get onto that because he's just had an expensive trip.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Sorry, have I just reminded you of that? We'll go on to that. Right, anyway, what have you been up to?
I suppose it's sort of like a what have we been up to, really, because we've just done our monthly Denelli photo shoot. And I say we.
So Sam says monthly photo shoot. It's the second one I've done in a year. Don't know where you get these monthly photo shoots from.
Quite happy with that, though, to be fair.
But yeah, so I went to the photo shoot. Yet again, I get there at, 1 o'clock, straight after another photo shoot. So I went straight from another job. I didn't do fuck all till 4 o'clock. So I just sat around for 3 hours, embarrassing myself with a load of quite good looking people. And then Sam genuinely wheeled me out on a chair. Yeah. Made a big announcement, got everyone to clap me in as he wheeled me into the fucking frame.
Yeah. That is all true. I basically made him sit in a seat. I went, this is how we're going to do your grand entrance into the studio. And I got all the models to clap him in. I went, hi, guys. He's a bit older. And I was like, it's Pete Wicks to show you whippersnappers how it's done. And he did show everybody how it was done. There was one photo. I put it on my Instagram story. And Pete's wearing the glasses. He's looking really cool. But he's got his finger in his mouth. And he's like sucking on his finger. And I've got I've got more messages on my Instagram story about Pete sucking his... You're an icon. I'm not joking. No one replied. I was telling my stories, whenever Pete's in it, it goes off. And it was no different this time. They're like, oh my God, I've never seen anything sexier. Pete sucking his finger on a photo.
I wasn't sucking.
You were sucking, your finger was down your tonsils.
No, I wasn't sucking my finger. Obviously, I've had my little haircut. That doesn't help me, because at one point, the photographer actually came in to hide my receding hairline.
I saw that. I saw it! Do you know what? So I was watching.
She came in, I went, so is it? And she went, we'll just cover that up, shall we? And she just flicked my hair over.
She flapped it over.
Yeah. Yeah, too much forehead, apparently.
So I was actually watching the Mac that all the photos were coming up, and she was taking a photo, she came back to the computer and went, oh God, she was like, oh, that's reflecting the light. So she, and then Pete actually came over to the laptop. I know we talk about it a lot, but Pete went, I'm actually going to have to fucking come to your hair transplant with you.
Yeah.
It was the first time I think that Pete's ever actually came over and be like, oh, it's actually not looking great.
No, it's really, really fucking bad.
And a few times he went, oh, I'm actually a bit old.
So anyway, so we do this shoot. And like last time, I get a little bit fucking bored of doing these fucking things. So I ordered a bottle of vodka.
Awesome. So professional.
Mm. So by the time it came to my shots, I was pretty much half a bottle of vodka in. So I was pissed. So I had a lovely day. I then went straight out after that.
He did.
Which was good. But why don't you talk about Denelli? What's going on with Denelli?
So,
Plug.
Well, do you know, I will say this actually, Pete. I'll say that we get a lot of messages on this podcast about what glasses we wear, because me and Pete often wear the same sort of specs. And so, yeah, it's Denelli.
Plug. Get rid of
it's,
it.
It's our brand, Denelli.
All right, that'll do. So, great.
So go
brand.
On to Denelli, at Denelli on Instagram. You can buy yourself a pair. But we're not quite done. There's one more thing I want to talk about the photo shoot, and then we're done with it. Is that we had, for this particular photo shoot, we had some models, some beautiful models. Some of them were quite young, 18 years of age. So obviously, you know, you can't hire models anything under 18 years of age. Pete is incredibly polite when he's around sort of like people of like who are on of a profession, but he is quite scary sometimes. So he'll like be talking to these girls, these models, and there's one of them who retracted. And I came over and went, Pete, stop scaring the model.
She did that. It's such a lie.
And I went, is he scaring you? And she went, he's just a bit full on.
That's such a lie.
She didn't say that bit. But I did come over and say, Pete, stop scaring the model.
Basically, Sam, considering it's his fucking brand, was hanging out of his arse because he'd been in fucking New York. So sat in the back room. He turned up in a fucking tracksuit that had shit on the shoulder and fucking Coco Pops down the front. It's his brand, right? So I did the entertaining, as I always do. Made sure everyone fucking... I did get the models pissed and the makeup artist as well.
You got the makeup artist pissed?
No, she didn't get pissed, but, she had a few drinks.
Oh, God.
I was hosting, mate.
Yeah, Pete, I'm going to be honest. Pete is the best friend a man could ever ask for. Pete, actually, and I'm saying this with full seriousness. I offered to pay Pete. I was like, look, mate, can you come down? And he literally went, I'll do it for you for free. And I was like, you absolute legend. He came down. He's always the life of the party as well.
Yeah, again, much like everything else, it cost me to be there.
Yeah, I did offer to get him a cab, and he went, I'll get it myself. And I think he does that so he can hold it against me. Because I'm like, mate, I'll pay for your car. And he's sitting there going, no, I don't want it.
No, I don't want it because it's not work. You're my friend.
Oh, that's so nice. But it was awesome. It was a really cool photo shoot.
Big bill coming at the end of this year.
There we go. Let's stop there.
But yeah, no, it was fun. It was good. But it has led to me being really fucking hungover today.
Really? So you went out afterwards?
Oh, I went out.
And we went out. Pete's on the sauce again then.
Well, there was another girl there who was a good friend of mine. So we went for a couple of drinks. Rez was going to come for a couple of drinks. And then when there was nothing open around that area and I mentioned Amazonico, he did a runner.
He panicked. So my business partner Rez is terrified of Pete.
What?
He's terrified of Pete. He's literally like, he's not a very good drinker. And I feel like Pete would just absolutely take him downtown, end up at Stringfellas, and it'd be an absolute problem.
I did end up at Stringfellas.
No, you did not.
Last night, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I went a few places beforehand. I had a very interesting...
Talk us through Pete Wicks's night.
So we went Amazonico just for a little pre-drink, then went to Chilton Firehouse.
I've never been.
Well, I think you should start going there, Samuel. You'd have a field day.
Why? Why?
Lots of people there. James Corden was there.
Famous people.
Ali G was there.
Well, should we just start quick with James Corden? You called him a massive wanker in our first ever episode, in the trailer for the first ever episode.
Yeah, I stand by it.
Really?
Yeah.
How far away was he sat next to you? I'd love to know all the ins and outs.
No, 20 yards away.
20 yards? That's not far at all. You could have smelt him. That would have been unreal.
Why would I smell him?
You said Ali G, Sacha Baron Cohen was there as well.
Yeah, I didn't see him because it was very dark and a lot of people, but I did see it in the Daily Mail today.
Wow, that's cool. The thing is, Pete, you're icon Pete Wicks. You're staying relevant.
The actual headline, do you want to hear
it? So was there a Daily Mail headline?
Yes, it's the second time I've hit the Daily Mail this week. I've been popping.
God, I know what the first one is as well. It's his hair.
Right, well, we'll get on to that. So this was last night. I was with some, I don't know why they've included me in this because I look absolutely ridiculous. Liam Payne's girlfriend was there.
What's her name?
Kate Cassidy. Looks delightful though, didn't see her. Oh, she was there with her friend. There's some lovely pictures of them coming out. The stars, she was leading the stars there. Then goes on to Lewis Capaldi.
My boy! You know I love Lewis Capaldi.
Well, I've never met him.
Yeah.
Until last night.
You had some tequilas.
No, we didn't have tequila. Right, so I'm not often lost for words.
Mm-hmm.
So in this place, you have to go to smoking areas at the back. So you have to go downstairs and through the toilet, and then you have to come back through the toilet to get upstairs, the normal bit. So I'm walking through and someone goes, Pete Wicks. I turn around and go, all right, mate. Turn around and get, it's fucking Lewis Capaldi.
Shut up.
Knows my name.
Shut up.
Knows my name.
Lewis Capaldi.
Knows my
Whilst you're having a piss.
Yes, he was stood at the urinal.
The icon, the two icons, Pete Wicks and you lads on a night out would be absolutely mental.
Well, I'm going to say, I've always thought I bet he's a nice guy. I am going to put it out there. He is the nicest person I think I've ever met.
He is, isn't he? He's lovely.
Genuinely. Do you know what he said to me?
What?
I'm really sorry about your nan. My nan died, 18 months ago? No, not 18 months, about 14 months ago. And I don't know how he fucking knows about that, but then one of his songs is about his nan, isn't it? It's the one that everyone thought was about the girl that was in Love Island.
Shut up. One of the big ones. That's someone...
Someone you love.
Someone you loved, yeah.
Yeah, so that's actually about his nan.
No.
Yeah, which is... But anyway, I am never lost for words. I didn't know what to fucking say to him.
That's the nicest, sweetest thing I've ever heard.
We had a little hug, and then that was it. And then,
what? Sorry. No, but so if someone says at that point, like, I'm sorry to hear, and, like, you guys bro out a little bit, why the fuck are you not turning around and being like, Lewis Capaldi, let's go to the bar, get a tequila shot, and absolutely rage it?
Because I'm not a beg.
Oh, mate, what the fuck? He probably wanted to.
Well, no, I just thought I'd just leave him to it. And then, like, you know, if I was to see him later, then why am I thinking this through? I don't know. I didn't think it through last night.
Slide into his DMs. Slide into his DMs.
I'm not going to slide.
No, you have to. You must. You must.
I'm not going to slide in.
Why? Just be like, hey, Lewis, L-Dog, mate, I really thank you so much for being so lovely and so sweet at the urinals. Like, I really appreciate it. Can we, like, meet up?
Could be taken out of context, couldn't it?
Can we meet up?
No, I'm not asking Lewis Capaldi on a date.
He loves a beer. You love a beer. I see it now, and then I come
Lots
along.
Lots of people love beer.
But then I can come along.
Sam, you actually know him.
No, I don't know him. I've interviewed him like twice. You've probably spoken to him about more stuff than I have now.
So anyway, so that was my cool story for night.
That's so cool.
So anyway, back to the Daily Mail. So yeah, it's them, then Lewis Capaldi, and you look at that, and you know what I mean, he's having a fucking love, got some lovely sambas on. And then there he is.
You look unbelievable in that picture.
I look cross-eyed. It's the worst picture ever. Worse than that, I've got a Sam squint.
Oh, that's not good, yeah.
I think I'm winking at someone and they've caught the picture and it looks a little bit like I'm potentially having a stroke.
Was it say under the picture? Because you know there's normally like a header under it.
Star Pete Wicks, 35, made a stylish entrance. Oh. He rocked an all-black outfit with an edgy leather jacket.
They've added a year on him as well. They've obviously listened to the podcast.
I'm not 35. Then there's Corden and then Matt Smith, Doctor Who. So, yeah, so that was...
What a star-studded evening!
Yeah, really weird. And it's quite embarrassing when you're in fucking Daily Mail headlines with actual relevant, talented people, and then there's just some random prick from Towie. Because I then went onto the comments.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
But we'll get onto the comments later.
Oh, why? Is it good?
Well, you know, it's not the only time I've been in the mail this week.
Can I explain this one?
Please.
So Pete had a... do you know what? I'm going to caveat this with a story that came out about Towie, right? And one of the cast members in it. I won't go into too much detail because I might be liable. There was an altercation between two Towie members and quite a big thing happened. Like in the reality TV bubble, like, you know, quite a big deal. If you type in Towie, the first thing that comes up is... Bearing in mind, that story is out there at the same day this story comes out. If you type in Towie, the first thing that comes up is Pete Wicks has haircut. Towie's Pete Wicks has haircuts. That's how much better Pete Wicks is than all of the Towie cast.
It's one of the weirdest headlines ever because it's a dramatic chop. I've literally had an inch off it.
No, it is dramatic. It is, you've had quite the cut.
Well, most people seem to like it.
It is. I really like it.
Until you read the Daily Mail.
Oh, no.
Some of my favourites. Between the oh-so-sexy neck tat, the beard and his hair, his upper face looks like a big blob of fake tan floating.
Yeah, but you've got some... That's quite nice until the face.
He still looks like he smells like a horse's hoof. It's obviously the same person.
Yeah, I like that. They're obviously a recurring commenter.
I hate all the jewellery, added to the fact he doesn't bathe. He's a human petri dish bursting with cooties.
Cooties! I love that word!
Still looks the same to me. Still an absolute pillock.
What I quite like is this under the hairstyle thing?
Yes.
No one's even commenting on the hair.
No, they're just going straight in. No way is he 35, at least 50.
Oh, my God.
How many years is he going to keep saying he's 35? I don't. I'm 34. my favourite one is, he disgusts me on so many levels I can't even talk about it. Thank you, Daily Mail. I really appreciate the readers of the Daily Mail.
I absolutely love that. That's really sad. For you, that's quite savage. I get that.
No, it's not. Not on the fucking Daily Mail. Everyone's quite savage on the Daily Mail.
I feel like people quite like you over there, do they not?
No, not on the Daily Mail. No, they hate me. Everyone genuinely thinks that I am a walking disease on the Daily Mail.
Well, they got something right then. Pete is literally a recurring face on the Daily Mail, aren't you, mate?
No, I haven't been.
Oh, as if. Pete Wicks gets haircut. Dramatic haircut.
That's a fucking weird one. And actually, then I also had some messages from people about the fact that it was on the Daily Mail, this is how fucking much of a slow news week it must have been. It was the third top story on the Daily Mail that day.
No way.
Behind Britney Spears and Sam, whoever split up, and just behind Victoria and David Beckham, but in front of Maya Jama, who sends temperatures soaring in a bikini.
My God.
What a week for me.
What a week for Peter.
What have you been doing?
Absolutely fuck all. Well, I've been in New York, haven't I?
Let's talk about New York, shall we? Because you are a broken man.
I don't want to talk about New York.
I think we should talk about New York. Should we talk about the flight home?
I knew you were going to bring that up.
I wasn't going to, but then you told some people yesterday, so I feel like it's okay to talk about. Sam called me from the toilets of the airport just before his flight home.
I wasn't, so I was in the security.
Oh, in the security bit, crying.
Actually, that's not true. I wasn't crying at that point. I called you the second time.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That's when I was crying.
Yeah, it was the second time. The first time was just, I've spent a lot of money. I went really big. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't think I've ever been this hungover. This was after, 3 hours before that, he sent me a message saying, I'm having a panic attack. I read that and thought, you're not. I'll call you later when you got over it. I called him 3 hours later and he was still going, I'm still having the panic attack. I was like, mate, you've been having it for 3 hours.
Mate, no, you have no idea. You have no
Sam
idea.
Sam was that hungover that in the cab on the way to the airport, he just left his suitcase by the cab because he expected someone else to put it in, drove off without the suitcase.
He just
flew home with a rucksack.
I don't have my suitcase. It's back in New York.
He was that hungover. That's what happened. Then he gets to the airport. I call him and say, what's wrong? He just said, I'm just so hungover. And I said, you'll be fine, mate. Just get fucking, you know, some sleep on the way back and fucking have some water, have some food. 2 hours later, I get another call. I just don't know if I can do it.
I was on the flight at this point.
Oh, were you on the flight?
I was on the flight in my seat.
I wonder what was a WhatsApp call.
Because I could get signed into the internet on the flight. And when you put the seats down flat if you're in business, right? I basically put my seat flat, but you can't do it before you take off.
Yeah, you know what it's like when you're all in business.
I knew you were going to say that. And I pressed the flat thing down before we'd taken off. And I was like this staring at the ceiling. And the woman came over and went, sir, you can't do that. I went, please. I'm really, really struggling. And I had actually been crying on the flight. And I'd called Pete. And this is the thing, like I do call Pete when if I'm in a bad way, like he's my first port of call.
This was UK time. This was at about 12:30 at night.
Yeah, and I literally called him. To be fair, I think even Pete was a bit shocked. Pete was like, no, you're going to be okay. He was like, you're going to be okay.
I didn't know what to do because normally I just abuse him, but I genuinely thought he's having a breakdown. He was crying to himself in his seat on a plane because he was hungover.
It was so bad.
You're a 31-year-old man.
I'm never drinking again. I'm just never drinking again.
Again. Well, that's a good thing because Sam also, 2 days before when he got to New York, sent me a picture.
I don't even know what picture I've sent.
Oh, yes, he sent me a picture. He sent me a picture saying, I'm going big today.
No!
And a picture of him at Soho House rooftop in New York. For some reason, looking like Kevin and fucking Perry. What are you wearing? What in the fuck are you wearing?
I was sending it. That's a tequila shop, by the way, just to say in case you didn't know.
So Sam was sending it. This was at 2 p.m.
Yeah, sending it old school.
So we've gone from this, fast forward 3 days. I just don't know what I'm doing. To tears.
It was so bad. But it was such a good trip. But I spent way too much money. Do you know what is funny? I walked into a bar because I wanted to like do this sort of like American bar sort of like vibe. And Chelsea were playing and they sometimes show the football in the sports bars. I walk in and I go, oh, I'm really sorry. You're playing the football in here? And the bartender goes, yeah, no, we are. And one of the patrons of the bar turns around and goes, I'm so bad at American. He's like, who do you support? And I'm like,
Whoa. Back up.
Who do you support?
No, do it again.
Who do you support?
Where is he from? Bristol?
Americano.
Americano.
I'm an American. Yeah.
American.
Who do you support? And I'm sitting there and I walk in.
No, keep going.
How do you support?
No, keep going. We're going to get there. Every accent but American.
I'm American. I'm American. Who do you support?
Yeah. Support?
Yeah, who do you support? Do you do it? Say, who do you support?
Who do you support?
No, so say it American.
Who do you support?
Yeah, what? It was like that. It was like that because we were in
we
like...
We can't do accents. That's really bad. Support?
Who do you support?
I don't know where I was. Hold on. He's got a New York accent.
Who do you support? Yeah. And I went, oh, Chelsea. He went, get out. And I was like, what the fuck? And he went, this is the Liverpool bar. And he was like, we're going to have a real problem if you come in here with your Chelsea shit. And I literally went, I don't know what to say. And like, if you're in England, like, I feel like you're going to have a scrap, like, if someone says that. And I was like, I don't know if the Americans like mean it or not.
But because you say American, but I think I've never been to New York, but...
He was the most American bloke you've ever seen.
Yeah, but New York, but like New Yorkers are different though, aren't they? What's the other place that's always like that? They're quite Boston. It's quite similar, isn't it?
I shouldn't say
that because anyone from New York or Boston.
Americans, well, I'm about to slag them off anyway. Americans, oh, right? When Americans talk about English sport, it's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did you?
He's like, foul play, ref! Foul play! I'm like, shut up. You don't have a fucking clue.
Did you get out your football blog?
No, I didn't actually. I was explaining to him because he was saying, like, that was a handball, ref. I was like, he didn't even touch his fucking hand. You're going to tell me we're going to have a scrap. You say you support a football team, you don't even know what like,
this football is. This is the funniest thing about Sam is I've never seen anyone talk more passionately about football to the point where it angers him. I don't know why you support football.
Because he was sitting there, and he was trying to be all angry. He's trying to be all cool, and I was like, and then I mugged him off actually, and I went, yeah, but you Americans, all you do is go, we're gonna win, we can, we'll win, we'll do it if we work together.
So the guy, no wonder he wanted to knock you the fuck out.
Yeah,
so the guy basically offered you out for a scrap, so you cheerleaded in his face. You are one scary motherfucker.
Well, you should wait until I was coming into American Customs as well. We just landed.
Were you still crying?
No, I was excited at this point.
Oh, this was on the way out.
It's on the way in, and we're going through security. And mate, if you go, you know this. Everyone knows you've maybe been to America. American security is tight.
Is this just after, just after you got off your business flight.
Mate, yes, it's after the business flight.
And you have a nice sleep in there. What was the menu on the business flight?
It was actually delicious, mate. It was smoked salmon.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, lovely. But to be fair, I just come off doing all the Love Island stuff and all that. I had a week off. I was like, I'm going to treat myself. Anyway.
Yeah, treat myself. It's my seventh holiday of the year. Treat yourself.
I'm going through fucking security, right? I'm on through security.
Do you go through normal security? Do they have a special one for rich people?
They do, actually. If you got to pay, and I didn't pay. I was a bit tight on that one.
Oh.
And so I'm going through security, and you know they're tight when it's American and stuff. And, like, they're so miserable. And so, like, I try and crack a gag when my passport's through. And she goes, she's, like, saying something. And I answer, like, in a weird sort of, like, not weird, but like, I try to sort of, like, crack a gag to her. And my mate... just next to me goes, oh, don't get the blue gloves out. And like, he got a few chortles from people being like, oh, that's quite funny. And I went, don't stick your finger in my arsehole. Really loud. And everyone went, oh. Mate, all of the security cuts came down on me. Like, you wouldn't believe. Went, so, what do you think you're doing? Like, do you want to come into the country? Like, what the hell is that? JP's with me, one of our mates. He's got his passport hidden over his face. Oh. There's people who knew who I was on the flight who are like, oh, Sam. And they were like, oh, my God, Sam Thompson, what are you doing? I literally gone, don't shove it in my shitter. And mate, it was so embarrassing. I thought I was going to get wheeled out back
Why
onto the plane.
Why would you say that, though?
Because I was trying to break the tension because they don't
fucking already been done with whoever saying, listen, don't get the blue gloves out. That's the joke.
Yeah, that was it.
That's
I took it way too far.
Yeah, stick a finger in my ass.
Yeah.
Well, there was like everyone got the idea of what was happening.
So uncalled for as well. It was such an odd thing. I think I was just nervous.
But that's such a you thing to do as well, because you know, that's happened before when we've been out and we've like, you know, I might have made a little fucking joke and then you literally just say what the joke is in black and white terms.
Yeah. So
that means he's gonna fuck you.
Yeah.
What?
So you tickled me.
What else happened? I've never been to New York. Did you?
So we went to a nightclub and
So this was for your birthday and for JP's birthday.
Yeah.
So it's two birthdays. Obviously, at what point did you know that I really wasn't going?
Oh yeah, I basically when I turned up at the airport, I was like, I genuinely thought Pete might arrive, and he wasn't there. And they were like, yeah, so the admin of our New York WhatsApp group, tried, and Pete knows him quite well, trying to invite Pete into the WhatsApp group. It's still pending. Because if Pete is one of those wankers on his WhatsApp, if you want to add him to a group, he has to accept it. You can't just add him willy-nilly. And so you never even accepted the WhatsApp invitation. That's how much of a bastard you are.
Well, I knew I wasn't going, so what the fuck am I going to be in your silly little group for?
At least be a friend, you know?
Be a friend?
Yeah.
Who was the one on the phone to you at 12:30 at night when you were crying, prick?
That's a very good point.
So we went to nightclub and...
Oh, I got...
Did you have like a little champagne show and that? You did, didn't you?
We did,
Fucking, I knew you would.
We did.
I absolutely knew it. You are possibly one of the most embarrassing people.
Yeah. Do you know what we got? Britain's in da house with a DA.
Why?
Britain in da house.
Why?
because it was cool because we're from Britain.
But you probably weren't the only ones. Why didn't you have...
Yeah, we were the only ones in Britain. Oh, no, I nearly got in a fight. Oh, there was a really bad time.
I knew.
We were at a different nightclub. I got hammered and there was a rapper there, like quite a big rapper. I think it might have been Flo Rida. And...
The fuck is that?
Flo Rida. That doesn't even sing like that. Oh,
what is going on with the...
That's Timbaland movie. Yeah, Flo Rida's quite a big rapper. And he's basically sat on the edge of... He's on the table next to us. And there's security around him. And there's one guy, right, who is stood up, like, round this table, this nightclub table. And this is so American. He's got a cigar in his hand, right?
Oh, I love a cigar.
No, but he hasn't lit it. It's inside. So he's literally holding... a cigar and just like dancing with a bottle and a cigar and like a chain on, but he's holding this unlit cigar, and it fucked me off so much that I literally turned around and went to try to get to Flo Rida, and his bouncer took me down and tackled me onto the sofa and literally went, "What do you think you're doing, man?" And I was like,
Where was he from?
I don't know. He goes, "What do you think you're doing?" I was like, "Oh, I just wanted to ask something." And he went, "Can't just go up to fucking this guy and just do that?" He was like, "Get back to your fucking table." And I was like, "Can I ask you a question?" I was really drunk at this point. He was like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Why is that guy got a cigar that's not lit?" And he went, "It's none of your business, man." I went, "Does he want a lighter?"
Absolutely correct. It's none of your...
It's not done. I went, "Does he want a lighter?" And he went, "He doesn't need a lighter." I went, "But why has he got it out?" And he went, it's a look, man. It's a look. And I went, fucking shit look. And then scampered back to my table. Oh. All of my mates looked at me and went, "What the fuck do you think you're doing?" And I was like, for some reason, I was like, "You just look like such a cock. I feel like I had to tell him."
I feel like what people don't realise with Sam is everyone, you know, if you ever read anything about Sam, he's so adorable. He's such a nice guy. Sam is an actual prick when he's had a drink.
No, he's not.
Sam, I've got so many stories where you've done some really rogue things where things like that piss you off. There's absolutely no reason why. If he wants the cigar lit or not lit, it shouldn't bother you.
Who holds a cigar?
Why have you got to go and tell him? And he's done this before, and he'll just go up to people and then just start a fucking conversation just to be a prick. So then someone will say something and go, "Well, I think you're a wanker." Just for no reason whatsoever. You're actually, this is why.
He has to save me sometimes.
I'm a nice drunk. I'm just horrible sober. You're a horrible drunk.
Sometimes I'll get myself in a sticky situation.
And then he'll come and go, "I don't know what I've just done."
Pete will have to come and save me. I'm really not good. I don't really drink that much. So when I do, I'm just a bit of an idiot.
All right. So New York was good, yeah?
I got tackled on a sofa. I completely forgot about that.
That's the second time that I've heard a story about you from America where you have tried to speak to a rapper on the table next to you.
Yeah, the other one was Tiger, wasn't it?
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. So I don't know what your problem is with rappers and why you think that you should be friends with them.
New York was unreal. I won't be going back for a very, very, very long time. We've done it. It needs to be out of our memory now for a while. But yeah, it was good.
Well, whilst you were in New York, I went to the AJ fight.
Oh, fun. Oh, you invited me to that, actually.
No, I didn't.
Okay. Sweet.
No. Oh, because I was invited by someone else.
Oh, okay, fine. I just tried to just tell you did.
So I went with a really good friend of mine, Shannon Courtney, who's a
boxer.
Former world champion. So we went for a few drinks that before, and then we went to the fight. So ringside, which was lovely.
You like ringside at the moment, don't you, Pete?
Do I?
Yeah, we did the KSI ringside fight, didn't we?
Well, no, we weren't.
Oh my God, another YouTube fight's coming up, by the way. KSI against Tommy Fury.
Yeah.
Are we going?
Yeah, I can get it.
Oh, yes, baby!
I don't really want to go.
No, it's going to be sick, man.
The last one was awful.
It was so good. We had all these kids and Pete didn't know. Pete was the oldest person in the place and he was so angry the whole time. We had to kick people out of us. It was brilliant. So we'll go to that one ringside, please, Pete.
Lots of famous faces there.
Yeah, go on.
So you had Bobby Brazier, who's doing the Strictly thing with your missus, I think.
Yeah.
Strictly?
He is.
He was there. Very tall lad.
Really?
Really, really, really fucking tall. He was there with Dad Jeff. You had Jordan Banjo and a couple of guys from Diversity. Jimmy Bullard was there.
That's a good crew.
Yeah, like loads and loads of people. Obviously, loads of boxers and whatnot there. And then in walks... Conor McGregor.
Couldn't shut up.
Conor McGregor turns up with a huge entourage of people and he was with Ebony Bridges and surrounded by some fucking beautiful, you know, women, sat at the fucking front. The best part of the night...
To where he jumped into the ring?
No, it was, he basically, what Conor McGregor did was like Salt Bay at the World Cup.
Oh, yeah, that's so annoying, isn't it?
It was a little bit fucking embarrassing. So basically, AJ's just finished the fight. It was a fucking awful fight. And he jumps into, it was fucking god awful. I mean, the geezer only fought a fucking week before. Do you know what I mean? It was fucking dreadful. Anyway, so he jumps in and he's trying to fucking give AJ, literally, he still hasn't caught his breath, fucking getting him to try and drink whiskey and the fucking thing with his fucking proper 12 and all that. He then walks out with AJ. He started fucking calling out KSI. Conor McGregor did.
I saw that. I saw it.
Then, as they walked past KSI, he starts shouting at him.
Shut up.
And I was just looking, thinking,
how the mighty have fallen.
What the fuck has happened? KSI must have just been sat there thinking, this is just fucking brilliant.
Yeah, what great promo for him.
How much does this piss Jake Paul off?
Yeah.
So that was fun. So we did that. Then we went to a little after party and that.
Here we go. It's where it gets good.
No, it is. Because I mean, I was drinking, but I wasn't like heavy, heavy drinking. And Shannon, obviously, she's a fucking athlete, so she only had a couple of drinks. She didn't go fucking mad. But
did you sit near Conor McGregor?
Yeah, I was like 2 rows away.
That's so cool. That is so cool. Did you speak to him?
No, but weirdly enough, do you know who's with him?
Who?
So my friend Jake Hall was with him, so I saw Jake there, but Jake was with Connor. They all fucking arrived together and all the rest of it. And this is the weirdest one, so this is a perfect statement of him. So I know Jake knows Connor because he's made clothes for him and all that sort of stuff before, so they've known each other for fucking years. Then, I can't remember his fucking
Luca
name.
Luca Bish.
What's the fuck?
Yeah. Do you know how I know that? Because I've seen that he walks around with him, yeah.
Where's that come from?
Well, he's obviously just like a ride-along, isn't he?
But how did they, like, where has that come from?
Well, he probably met on a night out or something, and he was just like, mate, dude, when you're that famous, you have, like, bottom feeders who, like, come and, like, suck on you.
Yes, but I imagine there's a million bottom feeders, so why a Love Island fucking numpty? It was the weirdest thing I've ever, like, I just don't see where
you want to be. If you're that rich, you want to be surrounded.
Does he fight?
I don't know. But it's the same reason as why your mate Jake Hall goes in with him. They don't really like, they're just sort of like...
No, but Jake's made clothes, that's how it originally
they
started.
They make clothes maybe together, but it's not like they're mates,
so what
are they?
Fucking, the fucking Bish geezer do? Sell him fish?
he probably just gets pissed with him, and he's probably just quite a good laugh.
I feel like we've spoken about a lot.
Yeah, we have. Do you know what I like to say, just to round a lot of this up, is that Pete Wicks is a fucking superstar now.
Hey?
And I'll tell you as to why. So he's now going and hanging out with all of these celebrities.
No, shut up. One minute
he's off to the Chilton Firehouse. He's with Lewis Capaldi over there. He's got James Corden over there. The next minute he's off to an AJ fight. Front row seat, Shannon Courtney. He's then got Conor McGregor, Luca Bish, who sells fish. He's then got Jake Hall, Jimmy Bullard. You are now on the echelon of celebrity that I have always wished I was but never got to, and you never bring me to any of these things.
Right, so I just want to point out, I wasn't with any of these people.
But you were in the vicinity, you could smell them.
Yes, but so were competition winners, mate. I'm basically a competition winner. I'm not part of that world at all. I'm just in the same venue as some of these people, which is very interesting. I find it fascinating. I love people watching, and there's nothing better to watch than famous people.
Why?
Because most of them are complete cocks. So there's always going to be something, like you just said, well, you just don't in New York, some fucking rapper geezer. They're just fascinating, aren't they?
Yeah, I know what you mean,
Because like, they just get so... And I could just watch people.
Do you know what's funny? I bet people look at you, Pete, and go, oh, my God, I just want to watch him. You're like an animal at the zoo.
No, that Kistery story would beg to differ. No. But all, no. No, and I'm not a fucking cock. Well, I am I'm a complete cockhead. But I'm a nice cock.
He's a nice cock.
Sidebar of shame.
It's the sidebar of shame.
Yeehaw! Sidebar of shame. I feel like we've got some really good ones, to be fair. But there has been clapback from Love Islanders since Katie's episode, and I thought I wanted to add this in.
Oh, let's not do that.
No, we should. We should just mention it ever so slightly. We had Katie McDermott down. Since our podcast, Pete, we are trendsetters, because since our podcast, we've had about 3 ex-Love Islanders do podcasts about what she was talking about on ours.
Well, you say that, and that's all very interesting. And as you know, love Katie, but I don't care about all their fucking drama and gossip anymore. The show's done, so let's fuck.
But they listen to it.
Yeah, give a shit. Let's do that. But what was interesting is you've had a clap back from a Love Islander.
Scott Van something.
Yes.
Scott. Scotty boy.
He was tweeting about you you slagged him off.
Let's
talk about that, shall we? Do you want to tell the story? Because I can't quite remember it.
Yeah, no. So I was in New York and I'm getting these dings, right? And it's literally like, Sam needs to stay away from this Scott guy. Mate, I got so much hate on Twitter. It was literally like, Sam's a prick. Sam's this. Sam's that. Like, honestly, they were atting me, right? Being like, Scott just served you. I was like, oh no, what? Mate, I'm pissed at this point.
What did he serve you?
Nothing really. It was quite a meh thing. He literally did a video. No, he didn't even do a video. He literally did a quote tweet with me being like, apparently Scott was rude to the producer. And I stand by it. He went like, oh, Sam, mate, come on, or something like that. It was pretty fine. But it was the amount of people who were like, he's done him there. He's absolutely sent him there. Hundreds upon hundreds of Love Island super fans. Went like, rah, 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 rah. And then all of the comments, I like Sam, but he's obsessed with being best friends of every Islander he can. Facts. Like, he's obviously saying this to get Katie to like him. He needs to rest. She knows me very well. Best not rise to it. I like Sam, but he's petty things Katie's coming up with. Beard trimmings, protein arguments. It's so low level. Then get him, Scottisha. I don't know why he's called Scottisha, but he's called Scottisha. I don't care if he was ungrateful. I'm a ride or die for Scott. Click for anybody if you like to. And then I found on Twitter, there's the mute conversation button. It's the best thing that was ever invented. You literally just go, mute conversation, nothing else comes up. And I ended up carrying on my day, getting pissed. It was great.
So what's going to happen if you see him?
We're probably going to interview him at the NTAs, mate.
Oh, no.
No. If you didn't know, me and Pete are hosting the red carpet.
Yeah, you're not just going to do all that with a love arms, are you?
Absolutely, of course I am.
No, there's proper people there. Let's get proper people.
Pete Wick slams Islanders as not being proper people.
No, what I mean is like the NTAs, you're going to have like proper actor, drama actors and all them stuff. Not like, I don't just want to fucking sit on the end of the end of the carpet and just talk to every fucking Tom, Dick and Harry that's fucking gone and shagged someone on telly.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I've done that, my career.
No, I'm fine with that. Do you know what?
I know how that works.
I've done it.
I don't need to talk to someone else about it.
What I found really interesting though about like these people who like do the tweets and all that thing, the show's finished. We're done.
That's what I think as well. You know, the show's finished. So why are we still talking about it?
Because you brought it up.
No, I didn't. You did. Because you started talking about Katie and the fucking clapback. I don't even know what a clapback is. We'll just do another one, Sidebar Shame, because I found this one really interesting. The Beckhams are in a row with their neighbours. So thanks for listening to Staying Relevant. It's been an absolute pleasure. We'll see you all fucking next week. Do the ad bit.
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Please do watch us as well on Friday. We come out on YouTube. All you've got to do is search at Staying Relevant. You can catch us every Friday on YouTube at Staying Relevant Podcast. You can catch us on the socials at Staying Relevant Podcast as well. Loads of clips and best bits. Or you can catch us every single Monday wherever you get your podcast. But also, again, I will say, please do vote for us on the listeners. To know, Pete, please. On the listeners.
One appeal.
Pete, please.
Wait, people listen to this show. It's only fucking 40 minutes long.
On the listeners.
20 minutes of begging.
Get me in there, because I might have to shave my head.
You promised that you would shave your head, so.
Well, we'll talk about it later.
Well, no, it's going to look fucking. Because you've got a horrible shape.
I do. It's not very good. I have a bad cranium.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
But yeah, we're waffling now. Ta-da.
I love you. I love you so much, bitches.
Insanity Group.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.